I'm 24 years of age and I'd like to tell you my story. I've been in foster care since a very young age and I've been through quite a lot of different foster placements and homes. When I was 9, I went into foster care in Lincoln, where for the first time ever I felt happy, safe and loved. I stayed in this foster placement until I was 16. I wanted to stay there longer, but social services made it very hard for me. I was bullied at school, so I left at 15. Social services wouldn't pay for a home tutoring, so I ended up doing nothing all day except reading books. My foster carer had a friend who owned a salon, and the lady was going to give me an apprentice job in the hairdressers. If this had happened, I would have been a qualified hairdresser by now. Social services wouldn't allow me to take the placement, instead giving me a to-do list every day. It was awful, and they made me sign it to show that I'd done everything. It included waking up at 8 a.m, be washed and dressed for 8:30, and I was not allowed out. So what was I meant to do? All of this made me go off the rails and I started rebelling against the system. My foster mum and dad fought for me, but social services made it very difficult for me. They made me write words out of a book. It was horrible. They let my birth sister come into my life, which is when she took me out of the care system and moved me back to my hometown. I wish so much to this day she didn't. I wasn't capable of surviving the big wide world. I went through hell until I was 21. I got involved in crime, hard drugs, abuse and domestic violence. I had nobody except my old foster family to speak to. I got to 21, I had an ASBO. I was evicted from my first council house because I breached the conditions of my ASBO 3 times. They sent me to county court where they were going to give me a pre-sentence report. My foster mum attended. I didn't get a prison sentence. It was like someone looking down on me. As of that day, I promised my foster mum I would get off the drugs, stop the crime and stop the drinking. I was not allowed to stay at my foster mum's as social service said I had left care. My foster parents tried to fight them, but they were told that they'd have to stop fostering if they took me in. I finally found accommodation and now I'm 24 with my own flat and I still have my foster family to look out for me. My foster family was meant to leave me when I was left there at 16, but they never did. They've always been there for me and they call me their own just like I call them my own family. That is unconditional love. It's what young people need as they go into adulthood.